Welcome, fellow biblical explorers. In our last study together, we discovered that we are poetry in motion. We are God's handiwork. We looked at the work of God for us and in us. And now in this study, we are going to look at the work of God through us. And He does this through the riches of His grace. In our last study, we discovered that God works in us through His Holy Spirit to will and to act according to His good measure and His good purposes. We also discovered that God equips us for our Christian walk through His Word and through prayer and by suffering. The work of God does not stop at the moment of conversion. It continues on. On the basis of the price that was paid on the cross of Calvary, God is still working in us to conform us to the likeness of Christ, and it does take time. Remember, there are no shortcuts to the holy life. We are looking today at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Created in Christ Jesus to do good works. How's your faith? The famous theologian John Calvin wrote, "It is faith alone that justifies, but faith that justifies can never be alone." There needs to be something else. We are not saved by faith plus good works. We are saved by faith, a faith that works. The faith that brought about our conversion will always result in a changed life and lifestyle. It is great to say that we have faith, and having this faith, we must now demonstrate it by our works. The Bible mentions many different kinds of works. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, and again in chapter 3, verse 11, we see works of the law. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, we see works of the flesh. In Romans chapter 13, verse 12, and in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, we see works of darkness. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, we see works of death. But in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, we see works of righteousness. The works that Paul is talking about in this book of Ephesians has two characteristics. They are good works, and they are brought about by the Holy Spirit working in and through our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will be able to abound in every good work." Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10 says, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Titus chapter 2, verse 14 says, "Who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good." Now contrast verse 10 with verse 2. What do you see there? The unbeliever has Satan working in him, and therefore his works are not good. And on the other hand, the believer has been made a new creation. Being now made new, the born-again believer has the Holy Spirit of God working in him, and thusly, his deeds are good. The believer's works are not good because the believer is good, but because he has a new nature from God, and because the Holy Spirit works in and through him to produce these good works. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." These good works are not for our own glory, but to the praise of His glorious grace. These good works are a result of God working through us. We do not manufacture them on our own. They are a direct result of the work of God in our own hearts. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "It is God which works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." Well, what's the secret? According to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, it's the grace of God. Our good works is the evidence that we have been born again. Our good works are testimonies to the lost. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12 says, "Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day that He visits us." David Guzuk, in his commentary on Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, says this, "Created in Christ Jesus for good works, that beautiful thing God is making of us is active in good works. These are just as much a part of God's predestined plan as anything else. These good works are valid evidence that someone is walking as one of God's chosen." Bible commentator Wood says, "Works play no part at all in securing salvation, but afterwards Christians will prove their faith by their works." Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this verse, says, "It appears that all is of grace, because all of our spiritual advantages are from God. We are His workmanship. He means in respect of the new creation, not only as men, but as saints. The new man is a new creature, and God is its creator. It is a new birth, and we are born or begotten of His will. In Christ Jesus, that is, on the account of what He has done and suffered, and by the influence and operation of His blessed Holy Spirit, unto good works." The apostle, having before ascribed this change to divine grace and exclusion of works, lest he should seem thereby to discourage good works, he here observes that through the change is to be ascribed to nothing of that nature, for we are the workmanship of God. Yet God in His new creation has designed and prepared us for good works. Created unto good works with a design that we should be fruitful in them, wherever God by His grace implants good principles, they are intended to be for good works. And these works are not only good, but they are also prepared. The unbeliever walks according to the world, but the believer walks according to the works that God has prepared for him to do. God has a plan for our lives. This means that we should walk in the will of our Father who is in heaven and fulfill His plan. We discover God's great plan for our lives as we study the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. So, fellow biblical explorer, practice your position in Christ. He has worked for you on the cross of Calvary. Now let Him work in and through you, that He might give you an exciting, creative life to the glory of God. Good works? It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. William Booth said, "A dirty job, do you say? Granted, and so, I suppose, is digging silver and gold and diamonds. But men reckon that it pays." Practice your position in Christ through the riches of His grace.